we heard eventually a corner kick coming over from Lorimer, headed away there by Carrilla, and practically every kick or touch by a Colchester player receiving a loud cheer, and Crawford bringing the ball away in fine style for Colchester, and unlucky to get a bad touch there as it rebounds off Charlton, and the Cooper sets Jones away on the right wing. Jones moving out onto the wing there to find a little bit of space for himself, but trying to draw Garvey, going into the penalty area, sending it square to Madeley. Madeley chopping one up onto the far post, and his mates there, but Cram also, and the ball goes off Cram for another corner to Leeds on their left wing. A bit of pressure building up here for Leeds on the Colchester goal, and it's again Lorimer with the kick, and another in-swinger coming in very good, but headed away nicely by Cram, and Lorimer just put his hand on his hip as much to say, what have we got to do to beat these fellas? And Crawford winning the ball, very good style indeed for with the tackle with Cooper, sending Lewis away downfield, and Lewis chopping it forward for Simmons to run on. Simmons coming through very hard. It's a good chance for Simmons. Over! Straight hit for a goal. And a very good goal indeed by Simmons. And may well he go up to the crane at the bottom of the goal here and say, how's that for size, fellas? And that's 3-0. Come in, Jim.
Well, there it is. And this crowd is really delighted, as are we all. And there's a couple of us on the pitch, and we've got Lewis, we've got Hall, Crawford and Gibbs there, and that was a breakaway on the right, just as I thought that Colchester were losing just a little bit of their cohesion. And then we had the breakaway, a very nicely lofted ball in, which Lewis judged excellently, and then over the top of Sprake. I don't think I can fault Sprake there, because it happened that the ball just hung a little before it dropped, and it gave Lewis that time to get it in, headed over excellently to put Colchester 3 up, and really they are going some. And as the ball goes away now, halfway out from the Colchester half, Lewis away again, put the ball out for Carrilla to run onto. I'm going to ask Eric to come back again.
Well, it's Lewis coming down the wing, for right wing for Colchester, drawing Cooper. Cooper doesn't really know what to do. Lewis going around him, and it's Madeley coming back to tackle, and Madeley nursing the ball over the line for a goal kick to Colchester. Well, if you happen to get in front of a television set tonight, you want to watch the photographers as they ran onto the pitch. It was a very opportunist effort on their part, because the Colchester players were rejoicing at the back of the goal here, and the photographers were obviously anxious to get the best of it. Still, Colchester keeping their heads keeping their cool, as the saying goes, but certainly playing it hard and very keenly. Bagsman here, and we've got Jones going through here, but in a very good position on the front edge of the penalty area there, hacking it wide, and the Colchester players giving themselves a good ticking off, everybody telling everybody else where they went wrong on letting Jones through there, but certainly Jones not showing anything like the aplomb that Simmons did a few moments ago. He took his opportunity very, very well indeed, and he was jolly pleased about it too.
Corner kick to Leeds on the right wing, and the about 15 minutes play gone in the second half. Colchester still leading 3-0. Leeds trying to pull something back. Charlton up on the goal line there, and it's in the net for first Leeds goal, is it? Or is it disallowed to the referee? I wouldn't know at the moment. Yes, it is, from a corner kick. Charlton well up there with the play, and Leeds pull one back. A very scrambly sort of goal. It was some doubt for the moment as to exactly what had happened, but it is in fact Leeds have pulled one back there, so it's 3-1. The Colchester players don't seem too happy about it. They appear to be looking towards the linesman for some support, but the referee will have none of that. And if perhaps Jim was watching more closely at the incident than I was there, to tell you exactly what did happen.
Well, I really didn't see any more clearly. All I saw was Graham Smith put his hand up, and I thought he'd palmed it over the top, but then I saw it go into the back rig, and there it is. Let's hope Colchester can keep their composure, because this is the time when they've got to prove that they are men, they're professional players, and they can hold on. And at that stage, we've got Ryan Gibbs takes the ball away, put it forward for Simmons, put back for Lewis. He traps it very well, tries to put it on to the left back for Leeds. Rebound, the referee then decides to blow up. A free kick to Colchester, about 10 yards in Colchester half, right-hand side of the field. And at this stage, I want another goal, so come in, Godfrey.
Thank you. Well, I don't know. I got two before, but that was very lucky, I think. Well, it's Colchester 3, Leeds 1 with that goal. We couldn't see very clearly from here. Leeds very happy about it, quite obviously, and it may prove, if course need any such proof, that you've got to keep going very, very hard against a side with the ability that Leeds have got. None of us doubts that ability, but it looked just a little easy as it was going at that stage. Paul, a throw to Colchester on the halfway line. A good throw. It's over the top of Reaney's head, being chased hard there. And it's come free to Crawford, finding space so well, and there, driven across the face of the goal by Marm, rather feebly in a way, but it stayed in play amazingly. So Colchester gain from a move that they shouldn't really have made any progress from, and it's Cram trying to find a Colchester man, and in the end perhaps justice being achieved so Leeds is concerned, in that Leeds come free with it, with Hunter time now to move this ball, brings it inside past Lewis, very cool indeed, turns it away across field to Lorimer driving this one straight down the centre. Clark going for it, headed out by Garvey, who's contained the centre there this afternoon so very well. We don't really know who was to blame for the Leeds goal, if anybody. Other than that, there's been very little given away, and Brian Hall picking that ball up so well on the left here from a long kick downfield, sipping it out to down there to Marm. Marm chasing so hard on that one, I couldn't for a moment see what his number was. He was coming through a crowd of players so very well, and it's Leeds having to defend pretty dourly, rather like Colchester were for that short spell when Leeds picked up a goal. And it's Leeds back in the attack now with Hunter on the halfway line, looking for space. Leeds not panicking at all in this situation, playing it very coolly, very carefully, and that's the most worrying sign, I think. It's Lorimer picking up. Lorimer drives across the goal again, and a lovely head up. Oh, and it's hit something, and the referee's blown up. It didn't go in, I don't think. It must have hit the bar and come out. I wonder whether it hit a stanchion. It appeared to be going in, but it's an offside kick there, and it didn't score anyway, so no one can be really upset about it. Leeds man complaining more in frustration, perhaps, than anger, as the free kick for offside to be taken by Smith to hand. A very long kick. These are the ones that have produced danger. Up goes Crawford. He, in fact, gets this one again. He's got it against the run of the play so many times from these balls, which are, under normal circumstances, defence balls, and certainly against a defence marshalled by Reaney, Charlton and Cooper and Hunter. But this hasn't come off, and the ball turned away upfield into the centre circle. Leeds peculiarly unable in the centre circle to get the kind of moves going that goals come from. At least they've been so up to this stage. That's without being in any way too optimistic of the remaining quarter of an hour. And the ball across there to Cooper. Cooper, with lots of room to move, sends it down the wing. That's a good ball there, and it's being met once again by the defence. Of course, the defence playing so well under these situations. Driven across the face of the goal. And it's an open goal. It's there. That was an open goal. It was slipped into a totally clear space, and it was Giles, or was it Clark? Sorry, it was Giles who really had to pick his spot. Did so, and it's 2-3, or 3-2 from Colchester's point of view. Some complaints in the Colchester defence, not, I think, at the referee, probably at each other about something there. And certainly there was a mistake, there was a gap, and the Leeds players, the Leeds crowd, standing up, cheering their players. Little scarves being waved all around the ground in a sea of rather dour faces, as Colchester now really backs to the wall stuff. There's no doubt at all now that everything is on these last quarter of an hour. It's going to be very, very tough indeed, because that goal came very nearly as simply as the first one, and therefore presumably another could come if Leeds can keep up this pressure. But Brian Hall turning the pressure on at the other end for a change. It's Brian Hall being challenged, and the ball being won by Leeds much too easily there, I think, down in front of us. Two Colchester men against two Leeds men. It's a break for Leeds now. It's Jones going through. Jones got lots of room. There's Garvey coming after him. Jones snips it out to Clark. Clark running inside the penalty area. Probably leads a shot here. Could be very dangerous. In fact, he's beaten off the ball there and trips over his own feet, in effect, and the ball released with another long ball for break. Crawford breaking again, just onside, standing on the halfway lines. He comes in now into the corner of the penalty area. Drives across the face of the goal. And Sprague hurt there by an extra foot. I think he'll be all right. An extra foot pushed out by Simmons. More again in anticipation, hope than anything else. Sprague all right. He releases the ball to hand. The referee not even stopping the game. It's only a kick there for Sprake as he went to that ball, saved it well. And it's Leeds pushing away upfield now. They have got a lot to fight for. Colchester have lost that ball rather easily with Brian Hall there. Brian Hall going to have to fight extremely hard. And it's with a quarter of an hour to go, Colchester 3, Leeds 2. Come in, John Palmer.
Sprake with the goal kick then. Finds Gilchrist's head again on the Gibbs, I should say, on the halfway line. To Marn over the back of his head, trying to get Simmons away. Interception by Reaney there. Reaney turns, chips it infield to Madeley to Hunter. Hunter now goes through the middle, and Clark comes to meet it and chips it back to him, and he pushes it through for Jones. Jones back to Clark. Wonderful interplay this by Leeds. tremendous build-up, and Clark back in possession again. In midfield, halfway between the two, chips it over the top, but it's nodded out by Carrilla, and it gets to Lorimer, and Lorimer fires a tremendous one in there. And there's a head, and there's Graham Smith standing right on his line, waits for the ball to come to him, takes it quite easily, waist high. No danger there at all. I think that was well sighted, well judged by Graham, and he's now playing a tremendous lot of football all round his area. Finally kicks it now from hand deep down to this, towards Colchester's left. Simmons coming for it. It's nodded forward by Reaney there. Reaney neatly getting it inside through Simmons, and he's having to stop there because the referee penalised Simmons, and Reaney didn't like that being stopped. But he gets it to Bates now, and Bates coming through over the centre circle, chips it out to his left there where Cooper is. Cooper inside to Hunter, and we're just watching Dick Graham outside of the trainer's box, gesticulating to his side, but that is centre from Hunter, cut out by Brian Hall, comes to Marne comes through, and a handball by Reaney there, lets Simmons in, and in fact Crawford just offside as that ball came through, and Leeds let off again. Charlton with the kick, a short square one to his left to Hunter. Hunter now leaves it to Bates. Bates turns, flicks it forward, finds Clark. Clark going towards his own goal, gets it back to Hunter again. Hunter now comes in and fires one through there, and there's Carrilla nodding it out and nodding it up tremendously high, and Clark nodding it back again, nodded out again, this time by Gilchrist. Finds Lewis. Lewis chips it over Hunter, and is Crawford free? No, he's not. Reaney just gets back, and there he's free again now, and he's got two, and he's had a... Oh, tremendous save by Sprake there. I don't know how he got to it. He was rooted to his feet in the centre of his goal, and he just managed to get a hand to it, and the ball was out to the left. What about that, Captain Jim?
Well, there it is. Colchester really showing a lot of spirit, but Leeds showing that they are a first-class team and quite likely rated up amongst the best in the, not in just in the English League, but in the European and Scottish. And they get the ball away quickly, and they seem to have a lot of cohesion. They get the ball from one player to another, but that breakaway by Colchester was good. We've got the corner kick taken, and it's gone behind for another corner kick, this time from Johnny Giles, who saw Gibbs going for the corner that was taken, I think, by Lewis. But we've now got Lewis and Bobby Cram over there shaping up to take a short corner. Referee going over to see that Mick Bates is the 10 yards away. And I don't know whether the referee is saying, well, come on, get on with the game quickly. But he's having a word with Cram, and it can't possibly be for wasting time, because there it is, Cram just went up for it. Well, that's it, the kick taken, and we've still got the fighting, another corner kick. Bates got in there, but wasn't able to clear the ball. Lewis managed to force a corner from him, shaping to take an outswinger, but he got nicely up to the head, and it's in fact Ray Crawford to get to it, but he couldn't get quite high enough. Head was under the ball rather than behind it, and it went over the top. And at this stage, the referee's blown up, because Norman Hunter is kneeling down. I didn't see any physical contact there, although two or three players jostling position, he might well have turned and just given himself a slight twist. The trainer is on, but Norman Hunter is just going off the field. The referee is taking the trainer's bag off, and he's going to get on with the game straight away. You don't have to hold up the play once the player's off the field, so the referee's blown up. But Sprake is in fact coming up to take a dead ball kick now, left side of the goal box. Finds it halfway well, but it's Garvey that gets to it, heaves it on here, but the ball goes through to Jackie Charlton, but a header here from Jones, goes through to Cooper, a long ball forward here, and it goes through to Hall on the left, who's away, he takes the ball up to the man, he's coming up here, up towards the corner, break, he could right up to the corner, and I think he's trying to force a corner kick, but he's playing right under our box. But then the ball was very neatly backheeled by Paul Madeley to Reaney, who's put the ball away, goes out to Bates, who's crossing the halfway line, he's tackled by Gibbs, puts it square to Johnny Giles on the halfway line, tip forward here for Hunter, he puts it aside for Jones to run onto, but Cram is there and boots the ball into touch on the main stand side of the field, about 15 yards in the post of the half, for a throw which I think Cooper was taking. Norman Hunter back on the field, puts it back to Hunter, half volley gets it, but it's headed on here by Colchester player, goes through, the ball's gone loose, and it's gone back to Paul Reaney coming away, and Sprague is the only player in the lead half. Now ball goes to Lorimer, who's got past Hall, coming in now towards the edge of the penalty box along the ground, and the ball is saved brilliantly by Smith. I was prepared to say, there it is, a beautiful shot by Jones, and Smith has got it. Well, those of you who are going to watch television, I'm sure we want to watch that, as Smith brings it out to the point of the penalty box, a long one here, pulled down well by Madeley, but a nice tackle here by Simmons, and the referee, looking with eagle eye there, decides there's no infringement. Ball goes through, comes up, put by Paul for Crawford, who takes it up to Reaney. Reaney chips it back well, it's shepherded back by Hunter to break an overhead throw out to Reaney, who's got Lorimer back there helping out, and then takes it with Bates helping out. He puts it through to Norman Hunter with about 5 minutes or less to go. The ball goes through, headed on here by Lorimer to Mick Jones, over to Mick Bates, who turns inside, chips it inside for Clark to run onto. He puts it forward for Jones, he's coming across, he tries a shot, but he's tackled as he does, so gets it left-footed and put it about 10 yards to the left of the upright and into the crowd at Spine Coffin, with about 5 minutes left, come in John and get another goal for Colchester.
Well, I'll do my best, Captain Jim, and I think that was the save of young Graham Smith's life. That ball flew in there from Clark's foot, and he was right off the ground, horizontal to the ground, and he just curled himself round it. I've not seen such a save for a long, long while, and as you say, those who can watch it, but Colchester on the attack again. It's come through to Simmons. Simmons is under pressure there. He's bundled off the ball, in fact, by Cooper, and Cooper kicking at Ray Crawford. This is the cracks of the showing in this lead side, and Crawford now brought down by Cooper, and the referee is not stopping play. He should do, because Crawford's on the ground injured, and I think that he should have stopped it, but the ball gets back to Sprake, and it comes through to via Jones to Carrilla, and Carrilla now square to Cram, and Cram a long one deep into this Leeds half. We're not quite sure how many minutes there are to go. I think there can only be two or three, but here is Madeley now in midfield, putting it square to Reaney. Reaney square back again, says I wanted a return pass, and gets it on the halfway line. Starts to come down the right wing. Lorimer takes the ball off his toe, and Brian Hall tackles him and wins the tackle, and now Lorimer's under extreme pressure. Lucky this time to get round Hall. Turns and fires in a long one right out onto the far post, trying to find it. It's nodded out again by Garvey. It comes to Gibbs, and Gibbs just gets rid of it deep down into this Leeds half, and there's nobody there, and Hunter polices it back to Sprake, and Sprake just stands on the front of his area and pushes it forward, and there's dead in midfield, and there's Hunter driving it forward there, and there's Charlton, and there's all sorts of people flying about there, and there's almost a foul, but in fact Jones with the ball there, and this is it, a free kick now about 10 or 15 yards out from the front of the Colchester penalty area, about the sort of inside right position for Leeds. It's chipped across there, and there's Hunter blazing it, and the policeman, who is about 10 or 15 yards to one side of the goal, having to twist to one side to avoid that. A thunderous kick from Hunter there. Smith now with the ball on the right hand side of his goal box. He's teed up to take the kick, and the crowd are sensing the fact that Colchester could very well pull off this tremendous win and beat this Leeds side. And I'm hoping so too, I must say. And Colchester in possession in the shape of Crawford, coming over the halfway line down the right, but run out of play by Cooper. And we've got a Leeds player on the halfway line, just outside the centre circle, who in that move through there got a little bit of a brush. And I'm not quite sure whether there's any damage or not, but he's on his back and I can't see who it is yet. But there he is, and Charlton now going up, having a word with Johnny Giles and their gestics. But then you can't blame them for that, because they were three up, and Leeds pulled the goal back, and it looked as if Leeds were moving. But they've hung on, and we're now within the end, and there's Hunter pushing the ball through now from the free kick. And there's a handball. I could see that one, but it's come now to Reaney, the right back, who's crossed the halfway line. He's turned it back inside now to Madeley. Madeley beaten by Simmons, and Simmons a tremendous square pass right across the field to Crawford, who's just inside the touchline on the halfway line on Colchester's right. And there are two players at Crawford. There's Cooper and Hunter, and Crawford, as he so often does, wins a throw or a corner, wins a throw this time off of Cooper, and he's down there to take the throw. And this is on Colchester's right, halfway in the Leeds half. It's taken there, I can't see for the sun now, but Crawford getting round, and in fact he'll be lucky now if he doesn't win a corner out of this little tackle. There's Hunter and the Cooper and the pair of them there, right down by the corner flag, and in fact this time Leeds get a throw right by the flag. So Crawford, under pressure there from three white shirts, gets it back to Simmons. Simmons knocks it out of play on the level with the front of the Leeds.
And they've won it! Colchester
have won it! Colchester have won! Colchester have won! There's never been anything like this. I wish you could see the sights here and the crowds and everything like that. But I'm going to hand you over to, I hope, a very much calmer Captain Jim Howe than I, but I can't say anything more.
In the papers recently, you may have seen the photograph of a very stern-looking gentleman gazing out into space over Lear Road, a photograph which incidentally was taken without his knowledge. Tom Atkinson is the gentleman I refer to. He's chairman of the Supporters Club and standing on my side now. I'm going to ask him what he thought about things this afternoon. How are you feeling now, Tom?
Well, I feel I'm still excited as ever, John. I thought it was a wonderful game. I really did. This is a... Well, I'm highly delighted. Words almost fail me, dear boy. The point of fact is that the last 10 minutes of the game, of course, was a terrific cliffhanger. And I wonder whether we were going to hold them, and we certainly did. The boys played wonderful.
Well, another member of the Supporters Club, a much older member than I, who was watching the game from behind us as we were doing the commentary, Ralph Woolard. What did you think of it all, Ralph?
Well, I thought that was the most exciting game I've ever seen. I was on edge the whole time. But when we turned over 2-0 up at half time, I thought, well, we've got it in the bag, because the boys were outplaying Leeds, really outplaying them. And Leeds, to me, are world beaters. I think it's a marvellous result.
Yes.
And, well, I can't say any more. I've had over 25 or 26 years with the club, and this is the most exhilarating spot I've ever met.
Well, Ralph, I'd like to just chip in there and say that you are, or have been, the chairman of the Supporters Club. You had to give that job up because of ill health, didn't you? But you're still able to get up here and watch the games. You're a much respected member of the club, and you still get up to watch the games.
Well, this is one part of my life that I'm really enjoying at the present time.
Well, it's nice to get the female point of view on so many of these things, and two young ladies here in the room at the moment who sell programmes, among other things. You were able to watch the game, I hope?
Yes.
Where were you watching it from?
One of the bottom of the stands.
You had a good view?
Yes.
And what did you think of it all?
Fantastic.
Is that all you can say?
Yeah.
What about
words
the second
can't
goal?
Explain it. Oh, great. too much.
And you got a bit worried towards the end, did
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
But we managed, didn't we?
Yes,
what about Carol?
Oh, it was fantastic.
That's the same word.
Yeah.
Can't you think of another one?
No, there's nothing else to describe it.
I see. You think we were the better team?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Good. And you'll come again?
Oh, yes.
And what about the draw on Monday? Who are you hoping for?
Doesn't matter, any of them.
Any of who?
Any of the first club. Arsenal do, any of them.
Good.